Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8.38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. The big match tonight takes centre stage, the Europa League final, Atalanta against Bayer Leverkusen. 8 o'clock start at the Aviva Stadium. And I've been speaking to David Carell, the interim CEO with the FEI ahead of the match. He's been talking to me about the search for a new Irish men's manager and his reflections on how that process has been handled to date. But first, he wanted to welcome both teams to Dublin and to the island. And he believes this is a moment which will shine a light on this country and what we can offer when it comes to big international sports events.
Bayer Leverkusen are two games away from a historical unbeaten season. Atalanta have proven themselves giant killers and have, you know, to be honest, I've watched quite a few of their games this season and I think they've been phenomenal. I think we've got a really fantastic occasion about to play out tonight on the Aviva pitch. I think the benefits for us as an association is we, first and foremost, want to leverage the opportunity to demonstrate to the Irish public and Irish government the scale of this global game. We are actually hosting the second largest club football game in the globe, and with a billion viewers over the tournament, it's very rare that a sport in Ireland can offer that sort of platform. It helps deepen our relationships with UEFA. As we move forward into Euro 2028, we are finessing and preparing as best we can. Like, this is the best possible test event you can have. So there's tons of benefits. Financial, 15 million of benefit was realized in Budapest last year. We expect we'll outstrip that. And I think, you know, the benefits to the wider city and everything that goes with it will be something to observe and hopefully build on as we move forward with our major events program.
Will you be inviting any potential candidates for the Irish men's job along tonight?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some spotters in the crowd that will be trying to link and read into any different crossing of paths. But no, there is no formal introductions set up for this evening.
What can you tell us about that process, David, in terms of where we are at in terms of the FEI and the process of finding the new manager?
So we understand that there's been a degree of frustration that we haven't yet made an appointment, but I think we are doing it with the best interests of the game in mind. We do not want to compromise and make a short-term appointment when ultimately a long-term success of the men's national team remains our paramount ambition. So that is where we are. We've decided to take the benefit of a window where we don't have any competitive fixtures to ensure that we complete our process and our search and secure the best candidate to take us forward.
Have you got a timeline?
We have been rightly criticized for setting out timelines over recent months. So I think without the risk of sounding hypocritical, we are committed to ensuring we have someone in the post by September 7th when we commence our UEFA Nations League competition.
Obviously, a lot of people are quite frustrated with the whole process, people involved in football. Have you had time to reflect on the FEI's handling of the situation?
Yes, I have. And I think, you know, first and foremost, up until a matter of weeks ago when I took on this interim post, I myself was air-gapped from the process. And I think that's testament to how professionally it's been run. It genuinely has been a confidential process internally and externally. But now that I'm in the camp, I have been fully read in and I'm very comfortable with all the steps and stages that have taken place to date. Confident we will secure the best candidate to take the men's national team forward and ensure that we deliver success and reinvigorate the passion of the Irish nation behind the team.
Is John O'Shea, is he going to be considered?
It's an open process, Darren. Every candidate is being considered. And yeah, we're delighted. John's done a fantastic job for us. And we're looking forward to what he can do as well through the upcoming fixtures. But he's an unbelievable ambassador for the game, fantastic servant for Irish football. So wish him the best of luck for June and we'll see what transpires in the rest of the recruitment process.
It's an interim role at the moment. Is there anything you would like to achieve in your time in this post?
I think first and foremost, it's an absolute honour to be asked to take on such a key position in Irish football. I think it's fair to say we're looking for a period of stability now. We have some really, really good ambitious plans that we have been building over the last couple of years, and that covers facilities. We also have our football pathways plan, which will align the game. We have an upcoming release of a football social responsibility strategy. So we've got tons of ideas that collectively the team here in Abbottstown have been working on over quite a long period. And we've got a fantastic group of personnel here that are really passionate about the game. And what my ambition now is just to build on those fundamentals, give them the platform to make sure that we continue the trajectory that we have been on and move beyond those short-term challenges that we encountered and ensure that we're delivering for Irish football.
Yeah, that Europa League final is on at 8 o'clock tonight at the Aviva Stadium. Promises to be a wonderful occasion. Just a couple of things before we go. We were speaking about Chelsea and their manager, Maurizio Pochettino. He's left the club by mutual consent after one season. We spoke about that a little later on. Lots of people poking fun at the number of managers the club has gone through. My favourite one, though, was from Will Jeans on X. The next Chelsea manager, including caretakers from 2000 onwards, will be 24, which is more than the number of popes there's been since 1722. It's a good one, isn't it? Unfortunately, finally, today's racing at Goran Park has been cancelled due to 15 millimetres of rain, which fell yesterday.